Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I think it's going to be the greatest atmosphere at any boxing event I've ever witnessed. You know, certainly in my lifetime. And I'm so pleased for her as well.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball. With Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Friday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, co-host Mexico are the first team to qualify for the last 32 of the World Cup. Canada get their first ever win at a World Cup, but it was overshadowed by an injury to Ismaël Koné. St. Pat's will look to stay in touch with Shamrock Rovers in the Premier Division when they face Sligo Rovers in our live commentary game at Richmond Park. And Premier League champions Arsenal will play Coventry in the first game of next season. First up, Mexico beat South Korea 1-0 last night to become the first team to qualify for the knockout stages of the World Cup. Luis Romo scored the winner in Guadalajara to make it 2-2 in Group A. South Korea are still in pole position to qualify for the last 32. They have 3 points from 2 games. It finished 1-1 between the Czech Republic and South Africa in the other game in the group. Taboho Mokoena scored a late penalty for South Africa to keep their qualification hopes alive. The Czechs have 1 point from 2 games, despite taking the lead in both. They finish with a game against Mexico in the early hours of Thursday morning. At the same time, South Korea will play South Africa. Canada's first ever win at a World Cup was overshadowed by an awful injury to midfielder Ismaël Koné. Jonathan David scored a hat-trick in Canada's 6-0 win over Qatar, who finished the game at 9 men in Vancouver. The second red was for Asim Omar Modibo for a foul on Koné, which resulted in a broken leg for the former Watford midfielder. During the second half hydration break, Canada boss Jesse Marsh was in tears. He said it was a horrible injury.
Everyone could hear the bone snap. You know, your heart goes out to him and everybody's a little shaken by the whole experience because of the nature of the injury and also because Ismaël is a big part of the heart of our team. It will be a big loss for us.
Marsh confirmed after the game as well that Modibo apologised to Koné for the challenge and insisted the tackle had no ill meaning. So Canada are top of Group B with 4 points and all but guaranteed a place in the last 32. Switzerland are behind them on goal difference. They beat Bosnia-Herzegovina 4-1 in Los Angeles. Johan Manzambi scored twice for the Swiss. Ruben Vargas and Granit Xhaka scored the other goals. Canada and Switzerland meet in Vancouver on Wednesday. A draw will be enough for Canada to secure top spot. Bosnia-Herzegovina will play Qatar, knowing a win should be enough to secure a place in the next round. Tonight, Scotland have a chance to reach the knockout stages of a World Cup for the first time. Steve Clarke's side will have to beat Morocco and Boston to do so, although a draw would probably be enough, given the best 8 of the 12 third-place teams will qualify. Scotland started with a 1-0 win against Haiti. Morocco drew 1-1 with Brazil. Clarke knows they'll be up against it.
They're a fantastic team. They've got a good work ethic. They've got power. They've got pace. They've got little bits of skill. They can open a game. They can create 1v1s. They can beat you 1v1. So, yeah, for me, Morocco are the real deal.
Steve Clarke also praised the travelling fans who've been having the time of their lives in Boston since they arrived for the Haiti game. He was asked what the Tartan Army meant to him.
Everything, if I'm being honest. They know how to enjoy themselves, but they also police themselves very well. They come here, they've come to a World Cup for the first time in 28 years, and they're here to enjoy themselves. And I think the people of Boston have probably recognised that.
That game kicks off at 11. Before that, at 8, another one of the co-hosts, the USA, take on Australia in Seattle. Both sides won their opening games in Group D in impressive fashion. The US beat Paraguay 4-1. Australia won 2-0 against Turkey. It's the first time the US and Australia have played each other at a World Cup. Now, the Iranian Football Federation is set to lodge a complaint to FIFA, claiming its team is being subjected to travel restrictions during the tournament. Iran wanted to fly from their base in Tijuana to the US 2 days before their next match, which is against Belgium in LA on Sunday. A spokesman for the Iranian Federation says that request was turned down, and Iran also had to leave LA the night of their first game against New Zealand. The US administration has pushed back against the claims. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Our focus on the League of Ireland tonight is at Richmond Park, where St. Pat's face Sligo Rovers. Pats returned from the mid-season break with a 2-0 win over Drogheda last week, thanks to goals from Zach Elbacedi and recent Ireland debutant Keane Levy. Manager Stephen Kenny told Jamie Moore he's hoping his side don't suffer a shock defeat.
Well, it's like it'll be tough opponents. They've had some good away wins this season. But from our point of view, we're at home again. Players express themselves. You want to go and play with energy and try and get a good performance. You know, we know the Sligo have good players. We know that they're capable of pulling off good results. Have you seen beating Shamrock Rovers? So we've got to focus on how we play. And we have scored plenty of goals at home. We want more of the same of our attack and play.
And we'll have live commentary of that game on Off the Ball tonight from 7 o'clock. Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth will call the action at Richmond Park. You can listen on News Talk or the Go Loud app. It's one of four games that kicks off at 7:45. Elsewhere, it's top against bottom at the RFC with Shamrock Rovers away to Waterford. Stephen Bradley's side lost 2-1 to Shelburne at Chalker Park last week, but they still have a 5-point lead at the top, although they have played a game more than St Pat's. Victor Osinvuna and Danny Grant are both ruled out due to injury. Waterford will hope to continue their good home record and build on an impressive 4-0 win over relegation rivals Sligo Rovers last week. Waterford are now 5 points behind Sligo, who occupied that relegation promotion playoff spot. Waterford boss Graeme Coughlan spoke to the club media about the unity that the squad has after that win.
Yeah, I think everybody was. I think everybody was delighted, and not only the four goals, but I think the clean sheet, the performance levels, the impact of the subs. We come away from the game injury-free as well. We closed the gap. So there was a lot of positives, a lot of things to be happy about on Friday. I thought, again, as I say, the players, the club, the atmosphere, we come together as a football club. There was a little bit of togetherness, a little bit of the unity on Friday night. You could see that, you could smell that, and that's something that we need to build on.
Another team that can get themselves out of a potential relegation battle is Drogheda United. They face Shelburne at Sullivan and Lamb Park. The Drogs, who haven't picked up a win since the start of May, will be looking to upset Shelburne. Joey O'Brien's side are unbeaten in 8 games with 4 wins and 4 draws. Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty spoke to the club media about the need to gain form at a crucial point of the season.
We've had some decent performances, we've had some good performances, and we've had some poor. It's been probably inconsistent, I would say. But again, it's we're a position or two about away from where we finished last year, and a couple of points away from those positions. But and we could be there, we're not. So there's no ifs and buts and all that type of stuff. But we just have to. The one thing I will say is that the staff and players are really, really working hard to, as I said, disappointed with last week, but to put that right, and that starts tomorrow against Shells.
Derry City and Galway United play the first ever League of Ireland match at Pearse Stadium, with Eamon DC Park undergoing drainage works. The home of Galway GAA is the venue for tonight's match. Derry City won 4-1 against Bohemians in their final match at their temporary home, Celtic Park, but there are still doubts over their form. On this week's LOI pod, Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth spoke about what's going wrong at Derry City.
That was the start of the week for Derry, and then the bad news comes at the start of this week. So Josh Thomas, Deepo Akinyemi, Ben Doherty have all left the club. Henry Royla has been recalled by Charlton Athletic.
That's a discussion we've been having for 18 months, 2 years. It's criminal. It doesn't happen in any club that I know of in the world that 7 or 8 players keep leaving. Listen, Deepo, Ben, Rayla, they've all kind of come to social media. They've thanked the club, the fans, the players. There's been no mention of the management. So there's obviously a bit of disgruntlement there. Read into it what you want. But you can't keep turning over players. We can't keep saying the same thing. Now, Mark Connolly's just been appointed as director of football. So I'm hoping he brings some sort of stability, some sort of alignment between the fans, the club, the players, the board, because it's badly needed.
There was a lot of disappointments, rightly so, maybe among Derry fans about... But Doherty leaving in particular, like this is a situation that, you know, maybe we shouldn't really see happening, but it's came to fray. Like how is this keep happening at Derry City?
Ben, that is a $1 million question. It keeps happening because when you have a club, right, and you've got loads of money, you generally get lazy at all the other stuff because you think money's going to help that. What you have is a lack of strategy, a lack of identity, and then you empower. Every time a manager comes into the football club, he is given complete power of the football club, which in my eyes should never happen.
The challenge is, though, Ben and Gareth, is, and this is going against everything I believe in and even saying this, but I don't know, Ben. I think you've got to ask the question. When it comes to Tiernan Lynch, it's really not a nice thing to say, but I don't think it's unfair at this stage to say he is so lucky to be still in his job now. And I don't think I've ever said that about a manager before in any walk of life, but he's very, very lucky. And things need to go his way now, Gareth, don't he, over the next few weeks, because or else the owner and people are just being pig-headed, because what they're doing is not good enough. Like, this chopping and changing, and I take Gareth's point about needing a director of football to give you sort of a pathway. But the manager is ultimately the one who signed these players, who's changed the shape, who's changed the system, who's constantly searching for stuff. So he's very, very lucky. Ultimately, I hope it works out for him. I don't wish any bad on him, but he can consider himself absolutely blessed to be still in the position.
And you can listen to the full LOI pod for free in your OTB podcast feed. Tonight's final Premier Division match takes place at Dalymount Park, where Bohemians host Dundalk in a meeting of third against fourth. Bows will look to bounce back from last week's loss in Derry, and they also have a crucial Dublin derby to come on Monday night against Shelburne. Dundalk, meanwhile, will look to make it 3 wins from 3 since the Louth derby in May, where they only managed a draw. That match kicks off at 8. The others start at 7:45. All of tonight's action in the First Division kicks off at 7:45. Cork City have a 12-point lead at the top, heading into their Munster derby against bottom side Treaty United at Turner's Cross. Second place UCD are at home to Kerry. Bray Wanderers in third place face Longford at the Carlisle Grounds. It's at Lone Town against Wexford, and Cove Ramblers host Finn Harps. The Premier League fixtures are out. Champions Arsenal will be at home to newly promoted Coventry in the first match of next season. It'll take place on Friday night, August the 21st. The next day then, in the early kickoff, Manchester United will be away to last season's Championship playoff winners Hull. And Donny Iriola's first game as Liverpool boss will be away to Newcastle on Sunday the 23rd. And the same day, Manchester City play their first league game without Pep Guardiola, and it's a home game against Bournemouth. There were also 2 London derbies on the opening weekend. Tottenham are away to Brentford, and Fulham host Chelsea on the Monday night in what will be Xabi Alonso's first game as Chelsea boss. As always, we'll have live commentary every Sunday and Off the Ball during the Premier League season. Ireland boss Carlo Ward would like to play a Páirc Uíomh once again for the second leg of their World Cup playoffs later this year. The girls in green will play Kazakhstan over 2 legs in October for the playoff semi-final. If they win that, Ireland will play Belgium or Poland in the playoff final at the end of November and the start of December. Ireland beat the Netherlands in Cork earlier this month. They've also beaten France there before as well. And they beat Belgium and Poland at the Aviva in the last year.
Yeah, look, you don't have to ask me twice about Cork. I absolutely love it down there, and I think the players do too. So it's not been confirmed where we'll play. Of course, we would love to have one in Dublin and one in Cork. I think that would be the ultimate dream. But we'll have to wait and see and let the powers that be look after that side of it.
Palestine's Football Association says it doesn't endorse Ireland's Nations League home game against Israel being moved to a neutral venue. Last week, the FAI released a statement to say the game at the Aviva on the 4th of October will be played outside Ireland and behind closed doors, a decision which was approved by UEFA. The FAI also quoted a statement from the Palestine FA to say that it affirms its respect for the decision to move the game. But the Palestine FA said on Thursday it wished to clarify they haven't issued any statement endorsing, approving or supporting the decision to proceed with the match, and any interpretation suggesting the PFA has given its blessing to the fixture does not accurately reflect their position. And former England goalkeeper Mary Earps has joined London City Lionesses on a 2-year deal after leaving PSG. The 33-year-old spent 2 seasons in France. Earps is back in the WSL, where she spent 5 years with Manchester United and was part of their FA Cup winning team in 2024. That's about all we have time for on today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more on Monday.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.